There's no branch and no tree. It's big enough for them, for her, for me. How can't you see that that's all your way? Yeah, it's your way. Oh, your way. You wrote the words to that song.
Michael J. Epstein, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Much fun. party. And no one here will miss you.
In the sea of thoughts thinking, enraptured by the colors of air, I hear your voice speaking at me. Same words I interpret differently.
still got a wall behind an old lady in the grocery line, praying that my car don't get declined. Oh damn, oh damn, oh damn, oh damn.
stopping loving me to see this to the end. Well, I sat in the corner and followed you home. Back in the shadows outside the streetlights glow. I'd stop at nothing, babe, to see this to the end. I'd stop at nothing, babe, just to say goodnight. I'd stop at nothing, babe, towards your window, then maybe you'll know. I'd stop at nothing, babe, just to say goodnight. Just to say goodnight. Just to say goodnight.
Bye. when you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going to want to take a left.
You are not going to
believe
this.
Then what you're
going
to do is turn onto Marcy
and Brett
Avenue.
Just broke up.
And go past the first three lights.
Happy about
and then take
it.
The next left.
I don't really
drive
think
five
she's
more
happy,
blocks,
but
and you should be
who
there.
Who am I to judge, right?
Park
anyway,
on the right.
That's
I'll
what
see
I
you
heard
later
last
tonight.
Night.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
His shoulders all bunched up, confidence betrayed by a slow walk, head hung low, smiling at the girl, she can't see him, laughing at bound up in a broken heart, bleeding but still strong. Is he afraid to die alone? Afraid to try again for love? Will she make that call she promised?
I put myself up high. I never thought that I would come down. But your gravity pushed and pulled me till my feet hit the ground.
Don't tell me that I'm wrong, 'cause you're probably right. Don't tell me that I'm wrong. Hi there, I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I'm B.B. King. On radio station 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
You say that you want me, but you don't. You say that you want me, but you don't. You say that you want me, but I think you just taunt me, baby. You say that you want me, but you don't. You say that you need me, but you don't. You say that you need me, but you don't. Say that you need me, but I think you just bleed me, baby. You say that you need me, but you don't. You love me, but you don't. Oh, you say that you love me, but that magic wand above me, baby. You say that you love me, but you don't.
she is not stout. Bake the biscuits every day and pour the coffee out. Angeline Baker, age of 43. That is sugar candy and she still won't let me. Angeline Baker, Angeline, I know. Should have married Angeline just 20 years ago. Sugar candy, and she still won't marry me. Angeline Baker, Angeline, I know. Should have married Angeline just 20 years ago.
Sun was shining, I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress, papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, both agreeing it was best. She turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue. Tangled up in blue. I had a job in the Great North Woods, working as a cook for a spell. But I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky with a be employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind. And I just grew this place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face in the spotlight so clear. Later on when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said to me, don't I know your name? I muttered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. Blue. She lit a burner on the stove and offered me a pipe. I thought you'd never say hello, she said, you look like a silent type.
Up this pain.